Hi, I'm Teresa Hegel, and this is Wearables Talk. I'm speaking with Jay Reed, who heads up the production department of Ivoryella. The apparel brand donates 10% of its profits to Save the Elephants, and happened to be the winner in our T-shirt challenge for charity this year. We'll be talking more about Ivoryella and why T-shirts are such effective fundraising tools. Thanks for joining us, Jay.
Thank you for having me.
So what exactly is Ivoryella, and how did this all get its start?
Well, the five founding members come from a social media marketing world that has found that that what was hot and trending is the passion for elephants. Mm-hmm. They noticed that there was an overwhelming outcry towards, you know, elephants and the general public. People were, you know, absolutely obsessed with whether it was how cute a baby elephant is, or the cruelties that come with poaching and abusive training. Mm-hmm. And seeing this outcry, they wanted to give the world, you know, something that they would not only, you know, want to wear, which is, you know, something that's cute and fashionable, but something that also stood for something, you know, that was a positive change in making the world a better place.
Right. And they just sort of came to your shop one day, and like, you had never heard of this before, right?
That's correct. They actually had heard of my shop only through someone in the community that said I had good quality and good customer service. And they walked through with this idea of hoping to sell, you know, 300 shirts over the course of the weekend, and ended up putting it online around midnight. And between midnight and 7 in the morning, they had sold thousands.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So from there on out, they sold basically about 1,000 T-shirts a day, and here we are 2 years later. We've sold somewhere around 1.6, 1.7 million T-shirts.
Wow, that's a lot of shirts. Yeah, so why do you think T-shirts and other apparel are such a powerful way to raise funds for nonprofits and other causes?
For Ivoryella, they believe that the millennials like to not only give back, but let the world know that they're making a difference, which is why we believe that we've had so much success giving back through the apparel. When people are able to receive something tangible for the good that they are doing, it not only makes them feel proud, but lets friends, family, and others know that this is a cause that's very important to them.
And just like switching gears a little bit, what's your best advice for other screen printers and apparel decorators?
My best advice is to love what you do and be passionate about it. I've worked very hard on the technical aspect of printing to ensure, you know, good quality and taking care of every customer. Mm-hmm. And I am consistently looking for, you know, more ways to be better in the industry, or be the best that I can be in the industry. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you have great quality, you have great customer service and competitive pricing, everybody wins. Okay. But at the end of the day, you have to love what you do.
Right, right. There's no point otherwise.
Yep, that's correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jay. That's all the time we have.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. I'm Teresa Hegel. Thanks for listening to Wearables Talk.